Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Theme from Shawshank Redemption, movie that was extraordinarily popular in 1994 and fast forwarded to today. A lot of people think it may have been some of the best work Morgan Freeman did or Timothy Robbins. They were very, very good in it. So now Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with some news about Morgan Freeman. He's not dating his granddaughter still, is he?
I don't know anything. I'm not privy to that information, but today's his birthday.
I know nothing.
Today's his birthday, 79 years old.
Happy birthday to Morgan Freeman.
And you know, it's interesting, The Shawshank Redemption, which came out in 94, I remember seeing it in the theater. It did moderate box office, but the Oscar to the Best Picture went to Forrest Gump, which obviously was a really good film, but upon reflection, I have to believe that The Shawshank Redemption should have really took home that Oscar gold, because I just think it's an iconic movie. One of the best films of all time, I think.
All right. So there's Chuck's opinion on that. You know, I'm looking at some news about Pitch Perfect 3 being pushed back to the winter of next year. I'm trying to remember what the first one was about. Elizabeth Banks was, I think, involved in it somehow. And Haley Steinfeld, who was in True Grit, was in it. Who else, and why interesting?
That's the second one. Elizabeth Banks actually directed the second one. Haley Steinfeld was cast in the second one. Basically, it's a comedy about a high school or teen singing group. Anna Kendrick is really good in those movies. I like the first one. The second one was so-so. They make a lot of money, so they're going to do a third one. Like I said, you know, if anything hits, the studios are going to turn it into a franchise property, and they're turning this franchise, this series of movies into a franchise property also.
All right. Speaking of that, looks like the new trailer is out, or at least executives at Disney have been shown the first cut of the Star Wars Story movie, and doesn't look too good. At least some people have complained about it. So what are they doing? They're going back to
It's Star Wars Rogue One. I guess they did a test screening to a select group of executives, and they ordered some extensive some reshoots or extensive reshoots that are going to cost a lot of money. This is not totally unusual. It depends on how many reshoots they're going to do, how long. I don't know what they saw, what they didn't like. I mean, nobody's going to be privy to that information except probably Disney insiders. But at least they have time. If there's issues with the movie they don't like, they can fix it, which is a good thing. But if they really didn't like what they saw, obviously that could be a problem, and who knows how fixable it is. But, you know, I'll root for the best. It comes out in December. It's called Star Wars Rogue One, the first of their planned spinoff movies.
So now there's a Mary Poppins revival with Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins.
Disney officially announced that Emily Blunt is going to play Mary Poppins in their rebooted sequel. It's titled Mary Poppins Returns. Their release date is Christmas Day 2018. She may not be Julie Andrews, but she's pretty good. And I think it's a good, really good pick, actually. If you're going to pick anybody in the business to play Mary Poppins, Emily Blunt is a very solid pick.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to star in it, too. And he's just coming off this massive success with Hamilton.
Is it bad that I was going to say who's she?
He obviously is going to be a new incarnation of the Dick Van Dyke role. Yeah. Not the same character, but probably similar.
Yeah.
All right. Ellen has a new movie, Finding Dory. There's a trailer for that out, released this past weekend. What do you know about that?
Well, it's really not an Ellen movie. I mean, she did the voice of Dory in Disney's first. What was the title?
Finding Nemo.
Yeah, Finding Nemo. This is Finding
so
Dory.
Cute.
She's going to reprise her voiceover for that character. But this should be one of the biggest films of the summer, no doubt about it.
All right, what other movie news have you got?
Just one other thing. As I reported a few weeks ago, it appears talks have heated up between Tom Hiddleston and MGM for him to take over the part of James Bond in MGM's long-running franchise. If this materializes, he would be the seventh actor to play Bond. Now, according to some reports, the Daily Mail, now I don't know how true this is, but But they're saying that Daniel Craig was offered $100 million to do two more 007 films and doesn't want to do it. So the studio and producers got to look in a different direction. I heard they offered you $25 million. You turned it down. So they're going to go with that.
That would be awesome.
No, they only offered me $24 million, Chugger. That's why I turned it down.
Enough. You're holding out. Right.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.